Well, Governor, you are here in front of your bus. And the big thing you seem to emphasize today during your address to the audience was rural values. What's your thought on the campaign basically a week out? How confident are you?
Yeah, you know what? It looks good. Everything looks good here in the state. I mean, our campaign, I think we've been on message all the whole time. I think what people are seeing right now with everything we've been through is experience does matter at a time like this. And I think that's one of the things that I have all the way from serving my country in the military, law enforcement, being a business owner. But, you know, it's been tough the last 8 months. But I think the one most important thing is you just got to be real careful. You don't do a knee-jerk reaction to anything. And you got to look at the Missouri as a whole, whether you live in a big city or whether you live in rural Missouri. And we've tried to focus on that. And I think we've did the right thing. We're seeing businesses open back up. We're seeing kids back in school. All of those are things important for Missourians. But, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. This virus is still out there, and we got to deal with it.
Speaking of that, Governor, running against her is one thing. Running against those numbers is something else.
Yeah.
1,400 hospitalizations, 25 new deaths a day, 1,500 new cases a week.
Yeah.
Are those numbers going to beat you?
No, I don't think so. I think Missouri's got a lot of common sense here. They understand the situation we're in. Look, everybody wants to blame somebody for a virus, and there's nobody to blame. You know, it's a virus. We all got to be able to deal with it, and I think we have. I think the one thing, we watch the hospital numbers. We watch that positive rate. We know the positive rate's going up because we're going to do more testing, which is a good thing when you see those rates go up. But I think the other thing we realize, we watch those hospital ICU beds, ventilators, and we know we're prepared for that. We also know going through what we did, if we need to put up a temporary hospital, we can do it in 11 days now with the Army, with the National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers. So, again, we've been preparing for that behind the scenes all along if something should happen or spike where we do get overwhelmed. But right now, we're stable in this. I think the biggest concern we all have is just the healthcare workers ourselves. These people have been on the front line. I mean, most of us have had a chance to get a second wind of this. But these emergency rooms, these hospitals, these doctors, these nurses, the EMT, the law enforcement officers, there's been no break. And I think it's one of the reasons several months ago we started figuring how can we deregulate to get more nurses in the field. And I think the other thing we did that's very positive, now it's not going to help us in 30 days, but by expanding the nursing school at Missouri Western, just expanding it St. Louis Community Colleges. You know, soon we're going to have 1,000 nurses or we can kick out of these schools as soon as we can to help. But we got to be thinking long-term, not just up 30 days, and we continue to do that.
You talk a lot about the economy, the jobs coming back. The other side will say you have traded those jobs and those dollars for sick people, dead people, a growing problem. Is that the trade you've made, or is it fair?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think what we've done all along, I think if you go back to what was reported in May, people were reporting there was going to be 22,000 Missourians die of COVID-19. That was in the headlines, most of on the media. The reality of it is we've had too many at 2,700. But, you know, the reality of it is we know a lot more about it. Our the fatality rate in the state went from almost 8% down to 1.6. So we're doing things to prevent those deaths by working through our nursing homes, working with box-in strategy, doing more testing. Those are all things. But this virus is going to be here until that vaccine comes out, and it's months away before the general public will ever have the opportunity to have the vaccine.
Governor, a few minutes ago you said if you run with that crowd, you are that crowd, referring to your opponent and her endorsements. There's a state representative candidate in the Kansas City area, Rick Rover, who is accused by his family of sexually molesting children, children in his family. Are you ready to ask him to withdraw from his race today?
First of all, I don't know any of the details about that, but if those details are true, I'd never support anybody like that. I'll just put it right that way. But the problem is she's already come out publicly and supported those people when she's saying defund the military, our National Guard, Whiteman, Fort Leonard Wood. She's come out with Cori Bush on defunding the police. All of those things she's made statements on. So that's what I'm referring to. If you're going to support OA and they're going to help you fundraise, if you're going to support Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Harris, those are all reality things that are happening. Those are true values of what you represent. So the situation you're trying to put together there, I don't even know the facts of that case. All I know, I spent 22 years in law enforcement. I'm never supporting people that violate the law, period.
If we could do one more question, we got to get to Troy.
Your hazard pay for frontline workers expires December 30th.
Right.
Are you going to extend that? Because it doesn't look like this is going to be going away at that point.
Yeah, we hope so. But, I mean, it'll all come down to what the federal government does as far as what they're going to do to be able to help with that situation. And then we're going to have to look at the budget. You know, but we want to be able to help those frontline employees, and we're going to continue to do that for the state employees. You know, a lot of these state employees, when I was talking about hospital employees a while ago, I was talking about that. We've had a lot of people in our force, prisons, foster care. All these people have been working from day one dealing with this situation. So those are important things. So we got to try to take care of those people best we can. But again, we'll evaluate that in December, and we'll try to do what we can for the state employees. We always have.
Governor, what's the main thing you would like to accomplish with another term?
Yeah, I think we go back to what we were doing, you know, making sure we put Missourians first. I think when we seen what we did by taking the largest income tax cut in our state's history, by creating 40,000 new jobs, by focusing on workforce development and infrastructure, those are not political issues. Those are just good things for everyday Missourians. And when you have an unemployment rate of 3.1 and you have the African-American unemployment rate, the lowest it's ever been in those history, those are good things that we all should be encouraging, whoever that governor is, to do those things. And I think we accomplish that, and we can go right back to that and keep moving forward. But those things are crucial to moving our state forward. But, you know, I've been in politics for a while, but I tell you what, the most important thing you can do as a politician is put people first. And if you put them ahead of your self-interest, you're going to be fine. And that's what I hope I bring to the table. And I think Missourians will see that, and I believe they're going to support me on November the 3rd. As move this state forward.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. Thank you.
On the medical marijuana program, there's been a lot of money spent on lawsuits and defending. Is that a concern to you? You know, kind of signed off on that, but is all the money we're spending on legal fees?
Well, I mean, I don't have any control over who sues and who doesn't have on legal fees. You know, we got to defend the state, and we're going to defend the state's position, regardless whether that or whatever it might be. But you know, we're going to fight. We're going to fight against people that are suing this state all the time. We get a lot of people sue this state all the time, and those are things we got to deal with. I think product liability. I think some of the liability on this COVID-19 is something that needs to be addressed, because those issues are going to come too. All right, thanks,
thank
everybody.
You. Thank you, Governor.